Hello, friends, and thank you so much for joining us for our Ascension edition of the Hope Canteen podcast. My name is Steve London, pastor at St. Thomas Anglican Church, and always I am delighted that I'm joined by Michael Rolfe, assistant priest at St. Thomas, Stephanie London, who's also an assistant priest at St. Thomas, and rector of St. Columba. It might surprise both of you, I have been counting, but this is our 10th podcast. We are cruising right along. So on this 10th podcast, I'm curious how you're doing with this. Stephanie?
Yeah, I've been really enjoying these podcasts. It's also been really nice the last couple of days, even though it's dreary and rainy outside, everything's turning green. There's like 20 different shades of green out there, and I'm really enjoying that.
I am too. Michael?
Well, I didn't enjoy, even though I did enjoy the rain, I didn't enjoy the snowflakes today in the air. But and last night, I think we had a few snow pellets hitting the window when I thought they were raindrops. So that was a bit disconcerting, but we know that'll go, and the sunshine will come soon. So we're fine.
Great. Yeah, I'm doing pretty well as well. It's kind of funny, 10 weeks in, I think I finally found a new rhythm, of which, of course, I'll have to give up when we finally go back. But I think, you know, my waking and my sleeping and how I do my day, I feel I'm sort of getting settled now. It took a long time. So in our podcast today, we are coming to the end of the Easter season. It is a long but beautiful season. And today we're thinking through the mystery of Christ's ascension. So if you would like to read the gospel before we proceed, you could pause the podcast here. And the reading is Luke 24, 44 to 53. And the reason that's important, Luke 24, is that's actually the last chapter in the Gospel of Luke. This episode is important because it closes out Jesus' gospel ministry, at least with his disciples, his earthly ministry with his disciples. Today in this gospel that we will reflect on, we find Jesus, he's gathering these disciples for a final conversation. Luke tells us that he opens their minds so that they can understand the scriptures. He reminds them that they are witnesses to all these things over the last 3 years, all the amazing things that they must have seen and done. And then he tells them to call all the peoples of the world to turn back to God and start again. And then the gospel ends, and he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple blessing God. There is a lot of great stuff here to learn about the mystery of God and the mystery of Christ and the church. Can't wait to get started. So, Michael, maybe I'll start with you. Why is this so important that we remember this particular moment?
This is an important moment because it's transitional. It is in many ways transitional. It's transitional from the ministry of Jesus and his life on earth. And now the work that he began is being handed over to the disciples, the apostles. Jesus is handing it over. He's giving them a lot of credibility here, because up until now, he's constantly reminding them, as though they're forgetful, that, hey, the scriptures said this about me. They said this was going to happen. Now he's saying, you've been the witnesses to all this. You know what's going on here. And I'm going to empower you with the Spirit, which we will celebrate when we come to Pentecost. It's also transitional in the Bible too, because the tradition is that Luke was the author of the book of the Acts of the Apostles, and it transitions rather nicely from the gospel that he has recorded, if it indeed was Luke who wrote all of this, that it now goes over to the Acts of the Apostles, where the command, what Jesus has commanded of the disciples, it starts to be enacted in history. So it's a great transitional moment.
Yeah, it's in a unique situation this week in that we have the Luke reading and the Acts reading, both of the Ascension, coming up on the same day.
That's a great point.
I love the Acts reading. there's that humorous thing at the end after Jesus has been lifted up into heaven, and the disciples are standing there gazing into heaven, and these two men, sort of angelic presences, suddenly say, hey, why are you standing there looking up into heaven? You know, this Jesus is going to come back the same way. Like, just as if to say, don't, well, it's sort of like the criticism of the person who was so earthly minded or so heavenly minded that they weren't any earthly good.
Right.
He's telling these disciples, you've got work to do, so get on with it. Don't gaze after Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's funny to think of these angels being, well, I assume they're angels, being puzzled. You haven't even got it. It's one of those stories that you could paint a picture of. And in fact, we do have a lot of pictures of Jesus sort of going up into the clouds, because it's a physical story. It has to do with Jesus leaving his physical ministry. And it's not just in the way, you know, we talked about in the Road to Emmaus story where he vanishes from their sight and goes somewhere else. Here he's actually physically leaving and his ministry on earth ends. But then we have the promise that the ministry of God as the Holy Spirit will take up where he's left off.
Mm-hmm. I think that physical part you were talking about, Stephanie, is hugely important. Sometimes people ask, well, why this scene? Because it seems a little odd to have Jesus physically taken up into heaven. But I think it reminds us very important of the importance of creation. Often, I think when people have this idea of religion, it's the idea that you try to lead a good life, and then at the end of your life, you finally leave behind these things that are unimportant, your body and creation, and you get to go to the real place, which is heaven, which is, you know, a spiritual realm with God. And what Jesus is doing here is something quite profound. He's reminding us that our physical existence, our bodies, the creation itself, this isn't just something, a husk to be discarded, you know, with the real spiritual kernel inside, but that we are body and soul. And so Jesus is doing something important here by taking creation up into heaven, his earthly body. I think it's quite a beautiful image.
In fact, it's interesting that this happens near Bethany, which is, from what we can tell, Jesus's home base for much of his ministry. So he's going from one home, his earthly home, up to a new home, which is his heavenly home.
One of the commentators mentions that Bethany is where he is the place from which he began his entry into Jerusalem. So he came down from Bethany to Jerusalem, or I think he came up actually physically from Bethany to Jerusalem. And then now he has taken the disciples from Jerusalem back to Bethany, as though he's sort of showing them the first steps that they need to take, because this proclamation that they are to make is to start in Jerusalem. But it then is to go out into the whole world. And so it's as though he's walked part of the way with them just to show them how they can get started.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a key piece to this passage, the disciples being sent out to do ministry and to carry on the work that Jesus is doing.
Yeah, I love this reminder that they're witnesses of all these things. You know, it's interesting that he would stop to say this line, chapter 28:48. The idea is, I think he's reminding them, you've seen so many amazing things. You know, we've walked these paths for 3 years. You've seen the kingdom of God come among all levels of society to all people. You've seen God's love and miracles poured out. You've seen these fights with the Pharisees and the religious authorities. You've seen my crucifixion. You've seen that I've come back. Don't hold this in. Don't retire. Tell the world God loves them so much that this is what love looks like. That repentance and forgiveness of sin, I think often we see that as such a negative thing, but in the Old Testament, repentance was always a calling back, come back to God, the God who loves you. And I think Jesus is echoing this. This is an invitation given to all nations, to all peoples.
To me, it sounds as though he's once again speaking to their possible hesitancy, a sense that maybe we're not able to do what we have to do. He's saying, but you've got it all. You've seen all this. You know what has to be done, and just hang on for another week or two, and you'll have the power from on high, because God has promised to send His Spirit, and that will come.
It struck me reading this that repentance and forgiveness is the radical piece of the thing they're to proclaim. it's not often that I think that of that as the heart of what the disciples were doing, but that's what Jesus is saying here.
Mm-hmm.
And when we read Acts, that's exactly what they do. That's the mm-hmm. message that they take into the world.
And it's one of those things maybe that we're so familiar with, hearing it all the time, that we don't quite catch how significant that was, that God could forgive you and you could find mm-hmm. freedom in that.
That you could start over. I think that's the beautiful thing, that you can start again with God. And of course, as we've meditated on this as a church, the idea is that you can start again and again and again and again, that God's grace is not extinguishable, but you can't run out of it. It's ever flowing. Yeah, and there's another transition here. So we're reading this. It's actually on a Thursday that we celebrate Ascension. We are going to celebrate it on Sunday as a transfer because we don't want to miss this wonderful celebration, but it's also a build-up to Pentecost. And we won't talk about Pentecost today, but just a reminder that this is pointing to something, that there will be this time of prayer for the disciples between the Ascension and the coming of Pentecost. And one of the interesting things the Church of England has been doing with that is this Thy Kingdom Come program, this intentional prayer of the church through these 10 days, I believe it is, between Ascension and Pentecost, a practice to be with the disciples in that, to pray ourselves.
There's a real flow in these feast days. So it starts with the resurrection, and then through the Ascension, and then through Pentecost. The Ascension is a continuation of the work of the resurrection. When God's, or when Jesus steps out of the grave, the Ascension is kind of the next step up. And then from that flow of God's power in the resurrection comes the gift of the Holy Spirit. I like in, we also read Ephesians today, and it says verse 20, chapter 1, verse 20, God put his power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead. So God, the main thing God is using his power to do is to bring life, and the Holy Spirit continues that work.
Mm-hmm. So we are looking at this, our 10th podcast. Again, we to be honest, when we started these podcasts, I did not believe that we would be doing a 10th podcast. I thought we would be back in the church by now, but it looks like we might be doing several others. So the pandemic is going longer than we have anticipated. And I wonder if you find anything in this reading that might speak to us today as we're sitting in our homes or apartments or wherever we find ourselves today.
For me in this story, there's the reassurance that God fulfills promises. So God doesn't just promise empty things, but God brings to completion the things that God has promised. So that's one piece. That's an assurance and a place for hope. And another piece is that as bad as things get in this world, we have a home that Jesus is bringing us to, and we get to participate in the life of God. So even if we're struggling, or even if we don't feel like we have a place in, maybe we've lost our job, maybe we're separated from our family, any of those things, we still have this home with God. And like you said about creation, Steve, earlier, Jesus pulls all of us to the presence of God with him in the Ascension.
I hear encouragement as well. That's the thing that speaks to me through this. So much of Jesus' ministry has been reminding people of the past, reminding them of the scriptures, what has been said in the scriptures about him. And now he's looking to the future. He's encouraging the disciples to do the same. He's opening up the future and saying, here's richness that is often yet to come. Mm-hmm. And that spirit of encouragement speaks to me in this.
I see the fulfillment also of that great biblical promise here. It shows up several places, Psalms, Isaiah, Jeremiah, that I will turn your mourning into joy. The first time Jesus left, when he died, they were in deep despair. They didn't know what was going on. But now Jesus is leaving. On the other side of the resurrection, they're responding with joy and worship. It's a real shift that they've made because of the power of God in the resurrection transforming them.
It's the logical next step, isn't it? In the history of the church.
Mm-hmm.
It needed to happen so that they were freed to get on with it.
I think for me, the church has thought kind of cosmically about this. And I think that kind of cosmic dimension actually helps me even in my house here. The cosmic idea being that this is the one of my favorite phrases, the marriage of heaven and earth. One of the great phrases of God that is used is Emmanuel, the idea of God being with us. And we see this as a theme throughout the Bible. So in the garden in Genesis, God walks with them in the garden. At the end of Revelation, we have the new Jerusalem coming down, adorned as a bride for the groom. And it says, look, God's dwelling place is now among his people. And so that's the beginning and the end. And then here in the middle, so to speak, of salvation history, we have God coming down to earth in Jesus in the incarnation in a body, and then now taking that body up into heaven. You'll laugh at me. I sort of have this image of a sewing where the needle comes down in the incarnation, comes through the creation, and then brings the creation and ties it creation with heaven. But I love this idea of God is with us. And so that even in my daily life, there's nowhere where God is not present. God is saturated in all things, or better said, all things are in God. And for me, as I'm sitting here, I know God is present because of these events he has spoken to us. So that's my takeaway, I think, from this Ascension reading, this Emmanuel, God is with me. Well, thank you very much for joining us for this, our 10th podcast. As always, if you're listening to this and you have your own thoughts, questions, or what have you, we would love to hear from you. Just be at my email address, revstevelondon@gmail.com. And we will see you next week as we talk the Holy Spirit, Pentecost, and the church going out into the world. So until then, have a great week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye for now.